Hello and welcome to the recording for today, Sunday the 28th of March 2021. Hope you are keeping well and things are going well in your life. Okay, so we're in spring, although I think somebody has forgotten to tell the weather. So, and the clocks went forward this Sunday, so we have lost an hour of sleep. But never mind, you know, it's just the way the times are worked out. So there we are. So we are looking at a new topic, having finished the parables that Jesus taught us. We're now looking at the miracles that he performed while he was here. So this recording is for the children in Ignite, who are from reception to year six. So I hope you enjoy this. So we're focusing on the miracles that Jesus did while he was here on earth. But before we do that, let's play a little game of working out what country I am thinking about. Right. For 5 points, this country is a landlocked African country, which means that it does not have any sea around it. It is completely surrounded by other countries. And it's one of the African countries. There are 49 African countries. So it's one of those. So not the very good. But you're getting 5 points. So, like, you know. It is rich in minerals, mineral resources, and agriculture is one of the main sources of wealth for the country. For 3 points, it has 7 districts, and one of them is called Mashonaland, and another one is called Manicaland. So how much do you know about your countries? Okay, for 2 points, it has four neighboring countries surrounding it. One of them is South Africa, another one is Zambia, another one is Botswana, and Mozambique. So hope that helps. And if you haven't guessed it by now, for 1 point, and it's a country dear to my heart, its capital is Harare. I almost gave the answer away there. Its capital is Harare. So did you guess which African country I was talking about? If you guessed that it was Zimbabwe, where I was born, then you're correct. Well done. Right, since I haven't said it before, my name is Kuda Oshoba. I'm one of the deacons that also teaches in Sunday school. And I've been doing these recordings. I think we are now past a year. I have done 52, which is one every week since lockdown started, or since the whole coronavirus worrying about things started. So I hope you're enjoying them. I hope you're still staying tuned in, and you can always go back and listen to some of the other ones we've had if you feel like it, if you have some time on your hands. Right, now the reasons I've decided to go with the miracles that we know that Jesus did is that it's important to know these miracles. It's important to believe in them as Christians, and also to learn from them how we can improve our relationship with God through Jesus Christ. So it is important. John chapter 21 verse 25 says that that Jesus did a lot more things than what are written down and recorded in the Gospels and in the Bible. But if they were all to be written down, it will take a whole world to store all the books that will be created by it. So the miracle we're going to look at today is from John chapter 2, verse 1. And it's a time, it's Jesus' first miracle. And he changes water into wine. Okay, before we go into that, I just also want to say that miracles were amazing events that Jesus did while he was on earth. And he wasn't the only person who did miracles. In the Old Testament, there's lots of people that performed miracles. And in the New Testament, in some of the books of the Bible later on, we find out that there's some people that were performing miracles but not using God's power. But Jesus performed miracles to show that he has power over everything, even the natural laws around us. We could see that he was doing amazing things. And there's a great variety in the miracles that Jesus did. And it's important to see that Jesus really cares about us and is willing to step into our lives and make changes where changes are needed and where they might be needed suddenly. The miracles that Jesus performed, he performed all of them publicly. There were people around. He didn't try to hide what he was doing, even though there were people. If there were people that were there that were judging Jesus or getting the wrong idea about him, even though he knew he might get into trouble, he still performed these miracles and he still made great changes into people's lives. Okay, so we're reading from John chapter 2, verse 1. On the third day, a wedding took place in Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine had gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied. "My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw the water. Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the wine that had been tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn it the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now." What Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Okay, so we see here a time, this was Jesus's first miracle, and it's one that seemed to have been done to save face or to save, to stop the host of the party or the family of the groom being embarrassed. Because when people throw a party, you want to make sure, even now, when you throw a party, you want to make sure that there is enough food and drink for everyone to enjoy themselves and to be satisfied. So you get a good reputation, especially if it's something like a big event, a big community event like a wedding. You want everyone to enjoy themselves. But the wine ran out, which would have been a big problem because obviously the wedding was still in full swing and people were still going to be hanging around, and now the wine had run out. It might have been bad organization, bad planning, didn't count the right number of heads, or maybe more people came than were expected, but for whatever reason, we are not told. And Mary, Jesus's mother, got to know this information that the wine had run out, and she decides to step in. And the one person she knows, because Mary has obviously seen Jesus growing up, she's seen some of the way he behaves, the things that he does, and she has faith in him. She believes that Jesus can do something to help. So she doesn't consult with him. She just goes and tells him the wine has run out. And his reply is, "This is nothing to do with me. Why are you telling me this? This is not why I came here. My time has not come." So Jesus is aware to some degree that there's a time and a place for him to do things, to do extraordinary things, to affect the community. And this is not that time. This is the wrong time. This time is an unexpected time. It is earlier than he wanted. He doesn't want to show that side of him to people at the moment. But Mary ignores this and she says to the servants, whatever he tells you to do, you must do it. So Mary knew that Jesus was capable of doing something to help. And so she sort of pushes him into the limelight and she pushes him in there by force and tells everybody around. So obviously it wasn't that he is going to tell you to do something. And however crazy or impossible or mad it sounds, just don't think about it. Just do what he tells you to do. And that gives us an idea of how God sometimes works in our lives. Because sometimes God will ask you to do something that really doesn't seem right. It doesn't make sense and it doesn't follow the natural things or the natural order of things that you are expecting. But we should have faith. We should believe that God will do something. And he will do something that might be a little bit whack, a little bit crazy, a little bit difficult for us and other people around us to understand, but we should follow his instructions. And another thing that I felt that this story brought out is that Jesus intervened, even though his mother asked him to do this, and he said, you know what, I don't really, you know, this is not what I came to do. But he still did it. And it shows us that God will get involved in your situation. He will get involved if you ask him. If you ask him to get involved, he will get involved. Even though he, you know, it might not be how things are supposed to go, but he will get involved. And he will use things that you do not expect. There were these jars of water that they were empty at that stage and they were supposed to hold water that people will use to wash their hands and their feet because it was very dusty. But they were made for one purpose. But Jesus asked them to be filled with water and to be used for a completely different purpose. And the people around him did not question what he was doing or why he was doing it. And that is so important sometimes when we are walking in faith or we are living our lives, believing that God is with us and that he will help us to do great things. We have to be ready to do whatever he tells us to do in the way that he tells us to do, even though it might not make sense and it might not be what we're used to, or we might not be doing things in, you know, the way that we've done them in the past. That does not matter. So if you have something important that is important to you, know that God is interested in it and he will work and get involved. And even if he asks you to do something that is bizarre and different and use a certain thing for a different purpose, then do it. Just do it. When God asks you to do something weird, trust him. He has a good reason and it will work out for your good. Because for this family, they could have been embarrassed if they ran out of wine and it wouldn't have turned out to be such a good party. But Jesus stepped in and helped them. And it doesn't tell us what happened thereafter. But like the master of ceremony said, that they had done something different. They hadn't waited until everyone had had too much to drink and then brought out the rubbish wine. They brought out the best wine at the end of the party when people had had enough to drink. So this was something unusual. It was like they were setting a new trend, something new that people would then talk about. Say, oh, did you hear about that family? I believe this is what would have happened. Just to show you that when God steps into your life and he does something with you, it will be extraordinary. So be ready to be put on the spotlight, not in a bad way that makes you feel nervous and afraid, but in a good way. God wants to work amazing things in your life for his good reputation. Because everybody now knew that Jesus had made this wine. He had made it from plain water. And it wasn't a secret. He did it in public. And we have it in the Bible. So people were talking about it initially. And then when John, who is the only one of the four Gospels that records the story, when he wrote it down, it was known even further afield. More people knew about it. So this was something amazing. And when God does something amazing in your life, it will be known by people. So you must be brave and you must be ready to stand up there and to say, yes, this is what God has done in my life. So those are some of the lessons that I feel we can learn from this. And I hope you really sort of enjoy talking through some of these miracles, because they are great. And the Bible tells us that we are supposed to use to do even greater things than what Jesus did, because we have the Holy Spirit to help us. So you take care, stay blessed, enjoy your days. One more week of school, and then we'll have the holiday, the Easter holiday, which I'm really, really looking forward to. God bless you. Bye.